The presidential candidate of the NPP, Nana Akufo-Addo, is laying blame of today's economic hardship at the doorstep of the president and his vice. He said when the president was then the vice president, he was the chairman of the economic management team that supervised the direction of the economy, which according to him has deteriorated and the CD lost most of its strength. Nana Addo was addressing separate rallies at Tefoprankronu Menshia in the Ashanti region. Brighton Trauma has more.
A large crowd lined up the streets to wave at the presidential candidate. Although Nana Addo was transiting from one constituency to another, the crowd which stormed the streets decided to turn the visit into a street carnival. They formed a human blockade in front of the convoy, making movement very difficult. Some drivers tooted their car horns, while some market women abandoned their wares to catch a glimpse of the MPP presidential candidate. Nana Addo was grateful to the people of Ashanti for the massive turnout at Sunday's Covenant with God Church service. On the Free as It Is policy, Nana Addo said the president is who he is today because of free education. He therefore wondered why the president doubts efforts to operationalize the policy today. You pass through the free education system to become a prominent figure in the country. Every Ghanaian equally wants at least a prominent person in his or her family. You are president too. Some of us are saying that we are going to create the avenue for all to get the chance to become prominent in society. And yet, you oppose this. Your father could afford to pay your school fees, and yet, he still tapped into the free education policy of those times. If the poor in our midst want to access such an opportunity, why do you oppose it? All Ghanaians will gain free SHS education. We will not listen to the opposition. I plead with you, the electorate. I need your votes. If the mandate is given to me, I will implement the free senior high school system by the beginning of next year, so that Ghanaians will gain the education that will make them prominent personalities. I thank you for your overwhelming support and welcome. People of Pankronu, back me up in this year's election. Nana Addo blames today's high cost of living on the president and the vice president.
Brighton Chalmers reports.